Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tom Buchanan, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The family farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma ask you to vote yes on State Question 777, Right to Farm Amendment. Just like Oklahoma Farm Bureau, State Question 777 protects all of Oklahoma farms, from big to small, organic to conventional.
This is Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and we fully endorse State Question 777. State Question 777 will protect Oklahoma family farmers from interference and abuse by out-of-state special interest groups like PETA, HSUS, and the Sierra Club.
Hi, I'm Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're proud to support State Question 777 because it will help us do what we do best, provide great-tasting, affordable, Oklahoma-raised food for Oklahoma families. Oklahoma's family farmers need your help. Please join us and vote yes on State Question 777, the right to farm.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahoma Farmers Care.
Cattle futures today finished $1.70 to $1.85 lower here. November front month futures at 124 down $1.62. Feeder cattle index as of Friday was 126.03, so we're at a little bit of a discount to that following today's trade. I would expect that the index would come down just a touch after today's market. But it looks like sell barns are actually calling them steady to a little bit higher despite the sell-off today. The live cattle are down about $1.45 to $1.80. Box beef here at midday was down 107 on choice. That put it at 187.63. Select down 56 cents, 172.47. The packer margins are currently about $180 a head. That's $20 lower than last week, but that is coming down some. Maybe the box beef is coming down. The live cattle cash trade is increasing. A combination of the two is tightening the packer margins. But with the election tomorrow, it seems like there are some people looking to offset some risk here, and maybe that's the reason why the down pressure is currently there. Now, the feeder cattle never got to their 50-day moving average. They got within about $1.50 or so of it. But since then, that market's come down. It's about $5 off of the contract highs. At least that's the number in the March feeder cattle futures contract.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets were mixed here today. We had corn down 2 cents, beans up 8 cents, and the wheat, Chicago and Kansas City both a little lower. Kansas City down a penny and a half, Chicago down about 3.5 cents. Next Wednesday, we've got the USDA November 9th monthly report. The estimates on it are still for big crops for corn and beans. Estimates are for corn production to be 15.04 billion bushels. That puts the yield at 173.2. It's a little bit lower than last month, and also a little bit lower than what the other private estimates have been. Soybean production is expected to be 4.314 billion bushels, or 52 bushels an acre, and that's bigger than what the USDA said last month. On ending stocks for wheat, corn, and beans, wheat on 16-17 crop year, 1.14 billion, a little bit less than, a little bit more than October. Corn, 2.3 billion bushels, lower than October. And then beans higher at 420 million bushels. And again, that report is next Wednesday. This afternoon, we got a crop progress report. It's expected to show 92 to 94% of the bean harvest complete, about 85% of the corn harvest complete. And the winter wheat ratings at about 56% good to excellent. So with the rainfall, the crop looking really good. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.